This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casabella Home and Interiors.
You've been hearing about the flat fire for the past few days in Curry County near the community of Agnes, and State Representative Court Boyce, a decades-long resident of the area, on with us this morning. Thanks for being on.
Kyle, thank you for the invite.
So I know that you've got some thoughts, having lived there and served in various roles in the South Coast area. What were your thoughts when this fire began in the past few days?
Well, as you know, fires are biggest public safety concern in Southern Oregon. 6 years ago, when we got hit with a Checo Bar fire, lost 191,000 acres, came very close to the city of Brookings, not by my choice, but absolute enemies of my citizens were, and myself of the Forest Service. Last 6 years, Kyle, things have really turned to where the notion that they let it burn. Now, I've been involved in some very private meetings with the management team of Oregon Department of Forestry, U.S. Forest Service, BLM, Coos Curry Douglas Forest Protective, Oregon State Fire Marshal, and this team. They are really started that actually Saturday afternoon, the first day of the fire. We're at day six now, but their initial attack, they just hit it incredibly hard. They've got a good anchor point on the north. On the south end of the fire, the north end above Agnes. So we've had a couple good days. We've had a wind change from the northeast, favorable to the northwest. We've lost an average in 6 days of about 3,000 acres each day, Kyle.
So over the years, we've seen these fires in the region. And I know a lot of public officials have expressed concern sometimes on the federal management that follows on federal lands. And, of course, these fires are often going across a checkerboard pattern of land owned by private folks, by state agencies, and by the federal government. And so how they're dealt with afterwards is also a concern as well.
You know, I work with the Douglas County Commissioners, ODF all throughout the state, and we have had one solid, consistent message that these fires have got to be put out early, and I think we're making some headway. It might be too early to tell, but there are some favorable decisions that are being made, even within the state government. And so just the danger to our communities, we know what happened to Glide a few years ago, the Archer Creek fire, just the heart-crushing tragedy. And so I think there's a new spirit, and I'm seeing it locally here. We're the number one fire right now in the western U.S. We're sitting at about 17,000-18,000 acres. We've got some favorable temperatures and winds. At least the temperature's going to drop down to the mid to high 80s, and so it's just a boots on the ground. It's a wilderness. It's very rugged territory, too, and I sent out a challenge to the governor, the two U.S. senators, and our local Congresswoman Hoyle to we don't want any blockage or stopping of getting equipment in as needed to open up our advantageous roads and protect the firefighters, easy access in and out, and to get these anchor points so we can keep the fire from getting into the Checo Basin, which, you know the story there, the Checo effect can be very, very devastating.
Have you heard back from these federal officials at all?
Well, we got their attention. I've heard from a couple, and we have a good working relationship. Again, Douglas County Commissioners, Coos County Commissioners, with the staffs and of Merkley, Senator Merkley and Senator Wyden, and they know what we're up against here. And if we get a wind change, of course, that could go through Agnes. It could go through our Sacred Rogue River Canyon area, and we just can't relax for a moment, not to be reactive, but again, I'm watching the response of our firefighting teams, and I'm really grateful and impressed, and you know, we're just helping do our part to keep in focus.
Now, for those of us in the inland areas of Douglas County, not always as familiar with the coastal part of Douglas County or down into the Curry County area or parts of Coos County as well, when the fire is listed as being 2 miles away from Agnes, talk a little bit about that Agnes area and what is there.
Well, you know, Oregon has been blessed with the great fortune of the best timber in the world, the highest quality, the fastest growing. And so with that, you know, it just, the fuels are, as you well know, are, especially in southern Oregon, are just, when it's not managed, when the roads are closed, part of that challenge that we constantly pursue, the better forest management and all the tools we have and those that we're not using. And when they burn into these previous fire scars, you know, we've had seven major, in the last 33 years, Kyle, seven major catastrophic fires, which are 100,000 acres or more. Excuse me, the accurate number is six. And so we just want this to be our only fire. We want to hold this under 100,000 acres. I think that's a reasonable goal. Again, so much is dependent on weather, and the fire needs heat, fuel, and air. So, but we're getting good anchor points, kind of southwest towards Gold Beach and Pistol River, and south towards Brookings. I hope that answers your question.
Well, and population-wise, how many folks do we have around the Agnes area?
You know, during tourism season, it's 200 or 300. Full-time residents is about 100. So, yeah, it's a special place. I had the privilege of living there for 10 years when I left my lodge on Rogue River. And this is not the first time they've had to deal with the stress of this, the Klondike fires, you know, and that was in 2018. Between Josephine and Curry counties, that lost took 172,000 acres, and like the Checo Bar, cost $80 million to fight. You know, our commissioners, if we had just 1% of that money and let us manage our own forest, or at least contribute, participate, we could stop some of these major fires. And, of course, the smoke that goes to the Rogue Valley, our friends there, we just feel horrible. And it's unhealthy. And just want to remind everybody, number one, we cannot have any additional fires right now. Spread the word throughout your friends, neighbors, and associates that we have got to do everything we can to be cautious. And this, we can tell you, Kyle, that this fire was not, in simple terms, was not an act of God. So a lot of investigation, the process there now.
All right, State Representative Court Boyce, any final thoughts before we go?
No, just get me on anytime I can help. Reach out to your listeners, and I'm happy to give a report and appreciate the opportunity.
All right, State Representative Court Boyce on the Morning Conversation, 8:39.